This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The woman convicted in the driving death of rising cycling star Mangus White could serve the rest of her sentence at a halfway house. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Yevis Milianska has been referred to a community corrections program 5 months into a 4-year prison sentence. That's according to the State Department of Corrections. White's father, Michael, says the family was shocked and angered upon hearing the news.
We just feel like the sentence was a complete lie. The state lied to us. They said, the judge said 4 years in prison as punishment for the criminal behavior and criminal actions that this person did that killed our son. And we believed it.
In a statement to CPR News, the Boulder County DA's office also said they opposed the move. If approved, Smilianska would be released to a halfway house to serve the remainder of her sentence. The 25-year-old Ukrainian immigrant was convicted of reckless vehicular homicide earlier this year for killing White on Highway 119 outside of Boulder in 2023. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and business owners across Colorado say those sales will help determine whether they finish the year in the black. CPR's Haley May reports.
At Tallulah Jones, a toy and gift shop in Denver, owner Robin Laurie says her shop will make about 40% of its profit in the last few weeks of the year. She's hoping people will choose to shop local, but is feeling the pressure of economic uncertainty and tariffs.
This is the hardest year I've ever had running my business, and I don't know what to expect from this Christmas.
A national survey from Constant Contact found she's not alone. 46% of small business owners are cutting expenses this year, while 43% are raising prices to cope with the economy. Haley May, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, rain and possible snow tonight.